They always playing, man. Yeah, I just went to go take a whiz and now I'm back.
Even good guys blow it.
Damn. You got a problem?
It's my game. I was playing here.
Were you a pinhead? No, you're not.
No. Maybe you didn't hear me right. I said it was my game.
It's his game. Man, I'd step aside if I were you.
All right. You guys want to play a game? We'll play a game. I go first.
Oh, man, you shouldn't have done that.
Why? What's he gonna do?
So is it my turn now?
Not wasting my time.
Ring the bell. Wake the town. Everyone is asleep.
Record coming on, man.
These rooms are ruptured. Cataracts over both eyes. Probably heat induced.
Probably. Looks like his heart was cooked right in his chest.
I have to admit, I've never seen that kind of localized tissue damage.
Well, there is extensive charring along the sternum with concomitant rib fractures, consistent with electrocution or exposure to high voltage direct current, but I see no point of contact.
Best I can figure is the lightning struck the car, killed the kid on contact.
Did you find contact wounds on any of the other five victims?
You have to look at my notes. I mean, it's pretty clear to me what killed these kids.
Lightning.
Well, yeah.
Are you aware that something like 60 people die from lightning strikes across the country each year? And five of those happened right here in Connerville?
I know it's statistically improbable.
There are only four deaths. It's okay, Stan. You don't have to defend your work. Give us a minute, would you please?
Yeah, sure. I'll be in my office.
My name's Teller. I'm with the Johnson County Sheriff's Department. Just got word there was an FBI investigation.
Yes, I'm Agent Scully.
I know who you are. I just wonder what the hell you're doing here.
These deaths match other cases of multiple fatalities attributed to lightning with the same inconclusive forensic evidence.
Do you know anything about lightning, Agent Scully?
Yes, I know a little.
Did you know that lightning kills several people a year at home, in the shower, or on the phone? That people have seen it dancing on the ground like balls? A scientist will tell you, push come to shove, that they really don't know what makes lightning work at all.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, I know that because I have breakfast with those scientists every morning down at the local diner.
I don't understand.
That's as clear as glass. Do you know what we manufacture here in Connerville, what one of our little local commodities is? We make lightning. Out at the Astadorian Lightning Observatory out on Route 4, 100 ionized rods pointing up into the sky, designed to stimulate lightning.
I didn't know that either.
That's because you didn't do your homework, did you? You came here to do work that's already been done.
With all due respect, sir, these autopsies don't quite add up.
Based on what?
Based on my opinion as a medical doctor.
And based on your medical opinion, if you had to give one, what do you think this boy died of?
Well, since there is no other explanation right now, I'd have to concur with the coroner that lightning is the most probable cause of death.
And I will have you or anyone else suggesting otherwise to this boy's family.
Feel free to jump in anytime.
Why? You're doing just fine.
You have a theory on what's going on here?
I just don't think it's lightning.
Mueller, wait. What are you expecting to find here?
I don't know yet.
Could you stop for a second, please? Look, after everything that we've just been through, after all that we've just seen, I hope you're not thinking this has anything to do with government conspiracies or UFOs.
None of the evidence so far indicates either of those possibilities.
Well, what are you looking for? I mean, just because the forensic profile isn't cut and dry doesn't mean it's not true.
So Teller's explanation works for you?
The only possible scientific conclusion is that Jack Hammond was killed by lightning.
Well, then this local lightning is a lot more predictable than Teller realizes. It seems to have a definite preference for the type of person it strikes.
What are you talking about?
Well, look at the files. Look at all the other victims. They're all male, age 17 to 21, just like Jack Hammond. At least let's go see where Jack Hammond was killed. Maybe we'll find something we both can agree on.
Police found Hammond in his car at 17 minutes past midnight. The entire electrical system was shorted out. All the circuitry and wiring had melted.
Looks like he was trying to get away in a big hurry.
Get away from what?
What time was Jack Hammond's last pizza delivery?
Sometime between 11 and 11:30. Why?
Well, all these stores would have been closed by 11. Except maybe this one.
Excuse me. What's your name?
Zero.
Zero? Do you mind if we talk for a minute?
What for?
I'm with the FBI.
All right.
Were you working here last night?
Sure. Every night.
Do you recognize this person?
No. Never seen him.
Why don't you take a closer look? He was here between 11 and 11:30. He was killed in the parking lot. That was his car. So if you were standing here at this counter, you must have seen it happen.
Oh, that was him.
Good.
Last I saw it, dude fed a bunch of quarters into this one, then the ambulance shows up.
Well, before the ambulance showed up, did you notice anything unusual outside?
It's hard to tell. I mean, the place gets pretty loud and all. Kind of hard to hear much of anything.
Did you notice anyone else around who might have seen something?
I don't really remember.
Let's go. Take a look at this.
What?
What were the names of the other victims?
Corey Hufford, Darren Oswald, Burke Roberts, and Billy...
Darren Oswald. What's his middle name?
Darren Peter.
Yeah. DPO. Darren Peter Oswald. Of the five victims, wasn't he the only one to survive?
Yes.
Well, he was here last night.
Darren has scared me.
What?
Where's Frank?
Oh, he's out on a tow. Is there anything I can help you with?
No, we're supposed to go to dinner.
Oh, are you hungry? I can get you something to eat. You want something? I got jelly donuts.
No, thank you.
Are you sure? They're from yesterday, but they're still good. I had one. Hey. Mrs. Cavite, hey, about those things that I said yesterday,
Sorry I'm late, hon. I had to tow that poor pizza delivery kid's car. Oh, hey, Darren. I just got a call on the radio. Some people are coming to see you. They say they're with the FBI.
So this is the dude that died, huh? It's pretty harsh, man. So how'd it happen?
Said he was struck by lightning.
Yeah, that happened.
Right outside the video arcade. Not a cloud in the sky from what we can tell. You were there last night, weren't you? Broke your own record, too.
Yeah.
Well, then yeah. You must have seen something.
Oh, no, man. When I'm in my... into my game, man, I'm there, you know? It's like a nuclear explosion could go off, right? And I wouldn't even notice.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a lucky person?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And I'm just thinking about all the people that got hit by lightning. You're the only one to survive. Don't you think you're lucky?
Well, yeah, I guess if you look at it like that, you could be right. I could be considered lucky.
Mulder?
Yeah.
What's in your pocket? What happened?
I don't know. It just got hot all of a sudden.
Bummer. I'm gonna go now.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah. I'll see you.
Piercing and sadomasochism and rebellion, extremism. That's something I think is skipped over.
Quit fooling with the remote.
And I used to sleep in a belt at night, but I'm not really that.
Why do you want to watch all that stuff anyway? They're all a bunch of losers.
They're on TV.
I don't see you on TV. Manners don't cost, Darren. They're free. What girl's gonna want a belching fool like you?
Hey, Darren. Maybe you'd be surprised.
For about a year or so, and you know, when I choose to again, I will. I don't know. Can't answer that question.
You won't believe it, man. You won't believe who came by today.
I guess the FBI.
How did you know?
Came by the garage.
They did? How did they find you?
You tell me, you must have said something.
No, man! I didn't say squat! Wait up! Come on, man! You know I wouldn't do that to you!
Hey, you know, I think you want to be someplace else right now. Because I'm in the mood for a little barbecue.
No, man, not the cows again. Come on, don't do this. Not now.
All right, I'm listening. I'm ready.
Don't do it, man.
I'm ready, so come on down.
I'm out of here.
Come on down.
Come get me. I'm right here.
Come on, man. I'm waiting. Come on, man. Talk to me. Come on.
Dude, are you okay, man?
Excellent.
Have that faxed to my office. Yeah, right away, if you can. Thank you, Dean. I appreciate it.
There, Sheriff.
Three dead cows. How do you think they died?
Lightning.
That's right. I just got off with Dean Griner at the observatory, which, by the way, is just about a mile through those trees.
Did they report lightning last night?
They can detect every flash of lightning on this planet. Did you know that? So each one emits radio waves at the same exact frequency.
Schumann resonance. 8 cycles per second. You can pick it up on any transistor radio. See that, Sheriff? I did my homework.
Not much question that lightning killed these cows last night. Just like you killed Jack Hammond the night before last.
Oh, that's certainly the way it looks.
Let me show you something else. It's right over here. You see this? You know what this is? Huh?
Looks like a fulgurite. That only happens with lightning. When sandy soil fuses into glass from the heat of a discharge.
How much more proof do you need? I'd say your business here is finished.
Mulder, I'd have to say I think he's right.
What, that we're wasting our time chasing lightning?
Well, look at the evidence. What else could it be?
I don't know yet. This is the first lightning strike I've ever seen that left behind a footprint.
Here we go. Well, considering it's a partial imprint, there's a lot of information here.
That's great. Now, can you make me a little cherub that squirts water?
The tread looks like a standard military boot. Men's, size 8.5.
8.5? That's pretty impressive, Scully.
Well, it says it right here on the bottom. But I may have something even better. When I was cleaning the imprint to take the mold, I found trace amounts of a viscous substance actually embedded in the fulgurite.
What is it?
Well, I'd have to conduct a chemical analysis to be sure, but it looks like antifreeze.
Darren Oswald.
But why? And how?
I don't know, Scully, but let's go see if the shoe fits.
What's happening? What's going on?
I don't know. Nothing.
You know, I've been thinking.
My first time for everything. Oh, damn, ABS brakes.
I'm thinking we should go somewhere. Get out of this hole. Maybe check out Las Vegas. You could do some serious damage someplace like that.
I'm not going to Las Vegas. I'm not going anywhere, not without Mrs. Cavite.
What makes you think she's going to want to go anywhere with you? She failed you, remember? She thinks you're a retard.
Forget school, man. I'm talking about proving my love.
How are you going to do that?
By letting her know how I feel. How all I ever think about is being with her.
Wake up, dude. There's another slight problem. She's married to your boss.
Maybe I could fry him.
Dude, he's your boss.
Not if he's dead, he won't be.
Are you high? That, with the FBI hanging around? Just forget about it, okay? You can't compete with Frank. He's good looking. He's got his own shop. Plus, he fixes things instead of just smashing stuff up. A woman like that wants someone special.
I'm special.
All right.
Now I'm going to show her just how special I am.
That was a good one. Come on, man. Let's go check it out.
Darren ain't worth much. I'm the first one to say it. But he wouldn't hurt a soul. What kind of trouble is he in anyway?
Can we have a few minutes, Mrs. Oswald?
Mulder.
Yeah.
We've got a size match.
8.5?
Yeah. But it still doesn't prove that he killed Jack Hammond. I'm surprised you haven't already read that issue.
Oh, I have. April is the cruelest month, but mine didn't come with this. I found that between Miss April and women of the Ivy League.
Who is she?
I don't know, but it looks like it's from some kind of yearbook photo, you see?
Mm-hmm. There's a yearbook in Darren's closet. Her name is Sharon Cavite.
Cavite. The garage where Darren works is called Cavite Auto Body.
What happened?
Some kid got center punched. Just got his license, too. It's pretty bad off.
Man, it's rough.
You guys ready for me to start clearing the road?
I'm distracting traffic. You better check with the deputy.
Hey, pal, are you okay?
Sure.
You don't look so good.
You're gonna be okay.
What happened?
He just collapsed. Pulse is ready. I'll get the kit.
Yeah.
It's all right, buddy. Here it goes.
Where are you going? What are you doing? Let's get out of here.
It's happening. I got 1, 2, 3. All right, give me 300 joules.
It's already charged.
No, it's not. Something's not working here.
What?
Get the backup.
Hang in there, buddy.
Don't worry, Mr. Cavite. I've seen how they do it on TV.
Dispatch is 39. That's negative.
We got a rhythm.
How the hell?
Rescue 911.
Fox Mulder, I'm with the FBI. I know this is a hard time for you, but I'd like to ask you some questions.
You were in my husband's garage yesterday.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't.
I'd like to ask you about Darren Oswald. He was at the scene of the accident, wasn't he?
Please, I need to see my husband.
Talked to one of the EMS workers. He was pretty rattled.
Why?
Frankovic's electrocardiogram. Take a look at this. See that spike there?
Mm-hmm.
That indicates that some kind of electrical intervention started his heart. Except according to the EMS worker, the defibrillator wouldn't charge. The paddles were dead.
How did he explain this?
He didn't. All he saw was Darren Oswald touching Kavit's chest.
I've been going over Oswald's chart. There's something I want you to take a look at.
He was admitted to the ER 5 months ago in cardiac arrest. Respiratory failure, class 3 burns on his back, and his skull was resuscitated after 3 minutes. Hang on, this is odd. His blood test showed acute hypokalemia.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a severe chemical imbalance characterized by high sodium and low potassium levels.
Electrolytes, right?
Yeah.
And what do electrolytes do?
Well, among other things, they generate the electrical impulses in our bodies, like every time our heart beats or a neuron fires.
Okay, so leap, Scully. But what if Oswald's electrolyte imbalance is somehow enabling him to generate electricity at levels much higher than normal?
Our body doesn't work like that.
Unless his body is abnormally conducted. Because if that heel print is Oswald's, that means he conducted millions of volts of electricity into the ground and then just walked away.
So you're saying that he's some kind of a lightning rod?
No, I'm saying that he is lightning. And we've got to get to him before he strikes again.
Don't you touch me, man!
Relax, Darren.
Don't you touch me!
I just want to talk to you, that's all. Just ask you a few more questions.
I didn't do anything.
How many times do I have to say it? I don't know how all those people died.
Why did you run when you saw us?
I was taking a walk. Now, that's not against the law, is it? Anyway, you guys should be giving me a medal. I mean, I saved my boss's life.
We're not so sure.
Why, who told you that? Who you been talking to? You been talking to Zero? He the one who told you that?
What'd he say?
Not much. Except that he's a hero.
How'd he say they revived Kavit?
CPR. He claims he paid attention in health class.
I don't think he just resuscitated Frank Kavit, Scully. I think he set the whole thing up.
How, by causing Kavit's heart attack?
You see what he did to my phone?
So what? Are we supposed to charge him with assaulting a cellular phone?
I think we should run a full set of lab tests on this kid, Scully.
Mulder, look where we are. We don't have the capability or the time to perform those tests. And without a confession, we can only keep him in custody for 72 hours.
Well, I can think of only one other person that might be able to help us. This is Kavit.
Please, I can't do this now. I'm just leaving for the hospital.
Darren Oswald's in custody, Mrs. Kavit. We arrested him this afternoon. But we can't press criminal charges without your help.
Is it okay if we come in?
I teach remedial reading at the high school. Darren was my student.
How would you describe your relationship with him?
Well, I'm not blind. I knew he had a crush on me, but I felt sorry for him. I thought he was just... It just seemed he had more than his share of bad luck.
Did you get him the job at your husband's garage?
Yeah, and then about 6 months ago, I started getting these phone calls. Someone would call and then hang up.
How did you know it was Darren?
The way he looked at me in the garage. The phone calls made me feel the same way. I just knew.
When did you first suspect that Darren was involved in something more than prank calls?
He told me.
He actually confessed to killing those people?
No, but he told me that he had powers. Dangerous powers.
When was this?
Right after the last boy was killed.
Jack Hammond.
See, at first I didn't believe him. I thought he was just mouthing off. But after what happened today...
Did you tell anyone?
Who would have believed me? And I was afraid. I was afraid of what he might do to me and what he would do to my husband.
Well, you don't have to be afraid anymore. You and your husband are safe as long as we can count on your testimony.
Where's Oswald?
I sent him home.
You released him? When?
After I read your arrest report.
I'm gonna go call Sharon Kavi.
Suspicion of homicide by emission of direct electric current. I don't really believe this.
I believe that Darren Oswald was involved somehow in the death of those four people. And I believe it was irresponsible for you to let him go.
Let me get this straight now. You're telling me this kid's throwing lightning bolts?
In effect?
In effect. There's no scientific basis for that claim. This is speculation based on nothing. You have no hard evidence, no proof.
You said yourself, Sheriff. Even science can't explain how lightning works.
Mrs. Kavit's not home.
She's on her way to the hospital.
Have them deny entry to the hospital to everyone except emergency personnel.
Sheriff? I need you to come with us right away. Why, what's wrong?
Darren Oswald. He was released from custody.
But how? How could that happen? You said that we didn't have to worry, that we were safe.
Look, we don't have much time. Come with us and we'll tell you everything.
The doctor said that my husband cannot leave this room. I'm not going to leave him here.
I'll stay with him. You go with Agent Scully.
No.
Sharon, please.
Let me see her.
Just a stairway.
Stay with them.
Mulder.
Going after Oswald.
Darren, don't move.
Where is she?
I said don't move. Darren.
Mrs. Gavit.
Stop. I'm warning you.
All right, come with me, please, Mrs. Gavit. Because there's some things... stuff that I need to tell you.
I want you to step back inside that room.
Are you coming with me, Mrs. Gavit?
She's not going anywhere with you, Darren.
I can hurt you.
I can hurt you, too. I'm going to give you 3 seconds. One.
Now I'm done fooling around now!
Stop it! I'll go with you. Okay? If that's what you want, I'll go. Just... stop it.
Sharon, we can work this all out right here.
No, we can't.
All right. All right, then.
You were the only person that was ever nice to me, you know that? I mean, hey, you remember that first day in class when you wore that green dress with the yellow flowers on it? And when you stood in front of the window, you could almost see through it?
Where are we going? Where are you taking me?
I don't know. Anywhere you want to go. I got money from a cash machine, you know. Plus, you know, we can take any car you want. You know, you just take your pick, you know? I mean, we could take an Accord or a Maxima. You know, do you like any of those? Or, hey, you know, if you don't want to go Japanese, you know, how about a Taurus? No, you're right. You know, all these cars suck. We'll just boost one of them for right now and then... we'll trade it later. Just take it easy, Mrs. Gavit, all right? No. Mrs. Gavit?
Hey, come over here. Come on over here.
Mrs.
Zachary!
Hey, son. Turn around. Let's go. Look, I don't know what kind of trouble you're up to, but I want some answers.
No! I want some answers! Where is she? Come on now! You're pissing me off!
I just got off the phone with the coroner. He's ruling Teller's death accidental.
Lightning? What about the scientists at the observatory? What do they have to say?
They also reported lightning last night. I talked to the DA. He has no idea how to begin building a case.
What about the tests I asked for?
The results came in 5 minutes ago.
And?
Nothing unusual was detected, Mulder. The electrolytes, the blood gas levels, brainwave activity. Based on the science of all the data that's been gathered.
Darren Oswald is a perfectly normal, perfectly healthy kid. You believe that, Scully? Neither do I.
Blockbuster generates 20% of its revenue through late fees. My lifestyle does make a difference. By strategically failing, my contract with America. Mom, please cover me up. I don't know where I am. It's the last thing I'll ask. I just want to live fast. Diarrhea. Fast diarrhea. Live fast diarrhea. Live fast. Ah!
This.